Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Hello, beloveds. Happy Monday. How are ya? I hope you had a great weekend. I am Riley, your host of the Really Riley Podcast. So if you're new around here and you didn't know that, hi. Nice to meet you audibly, I guess you could say. I'm that chick that likes to say everything and anything under the sun, so long as I don't get sued for it. And my main goal is to either make you laugh, cry, be inspired, sometimes say, what the f*** did that girl just say? That's my favorite. And also, I am here because I'm inspired by you guys. I will not lie and say the last few weeks have been such up and down, start and stop, push and pull of, you know, career stuff. When you start your own businesses, you know, because I did terrestrial radio for 20 years until I got booted out. And that's a whole story. So if you haven't heard it, go a couple podcasts down. And starting my Crystal Intention candle business, House of W, my manifestation seminars, and this podcast. And it is a lot of work. I'm never afraid of work. I'm never scared of that. But it was a venture or ventures that I didn't feel ready for, which you never do. You kind of just have to go for it. But this one I felt pushed into. You know, I was never going to leave radio. I used to say that I wanted to do radio until I had breath. Or no left. I had no breath left. And now I'm not. But I made that decision because for me, it got toxic towards the end. And I wasn't going to basically put my family up for sale in, you know, return for my career. But your girl never stays down for long. And, you know, I've been wanting to expand in different areas. I've been expanding my influencer-ness, you know, and getting paid for that occasionally and just everything that I could. I never wanted to have just one stream of income ever again, because when you lose that, it's like, oh my God, what are you going to do? Especially when you have two kids and a mortgage and a husband, like, you know, it becomes a lot. And then when you go and you get these exciting moments where you're like, ooh, you know, this could really happen. And then like it doesn't. And there's been a few of those. There's been starts and stops, and there's been, you know, people that I've pitched things to and they're so excited and then they just ghost you. I think that should almost be as, you know, TikTok world illegal as ghosting people in dating. Cause it's just like, girl, just tell me you don't want to do anything. So I'm not chasing you. Tell me you're just not into it. You're just not into me, you know, because that's what it felt like a lot. It was a very big different switch from being a part of a very high powered company and a very high powered radio stations, but the latest one, you know, for almost 7 years, and their job, like, you know, salespeople and, you know, internet, you know, like online sales and promotions and program directors and producers and coaches and all these people, they put all of this effort into promoting you, and then it's just gone and it's just you promoting you. I'm not scared of that. It's just, I was like, please, universe and God, I need a break here. I need, like, as in like a break, like in something to inspire me. And, you know, I was feeling really down. And I'm Little Miss, we got this. I'm Little Miss, what you think about, you know, you bring about. And I never really wanted to do things that had to do with like TV, because my mom used to always want me to be on the news. And I was like, no. And I was wanting to branch out into that. I am still hoping to do that in certain ways, but I'm not putting that on pause by any means. I just got together a good package, you know? Because I'm not trying to send them something boo-boo. But I got this email last week, like last Wednesday, that was like, Hey, Riley, you know, I am, I'm not going to give their names out, from DC's Office of Cable TV Film Music and Entertainment. I almost dropped my phone. I was like, what is this? And it said, you know, there is going to be a panel next week, and it's Tuesday of this week. They're like, we would love to have you. I'm like, because I was like, wait, what? Like this, I didn't realize how big of a deal it was until I started clicking through the Instagram and seeing just how huge this panel is going to be. There's a lot of big names there. And of course I'm like, yes, 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 yes. And then I started to get scared because I sometimes have imposter syndrome. Like I'm not a person that's really insecure very often, outwardly anyway. Like, but you know, going through what I've gone through in the past couple of years, that'll do something to a person. And my confidence was shook. So then I started looking at the other people that I'm going to be speaking with. It's called Conversations with Women in Media. First of all, there's a celebrity publicist that's going to be there that's worked with Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, Serena Williams, Babyface. Yeah. I was like, oh God, there is going to be the senior VP of politics, NBC News, Dominic the Diva, fellow radio lady that's got a lot bigger following than I ever did. There's a lot, like, you know, news anchors, like all the people that I want to be rubbing elbows with. I was just like, oh my God, like, why did they want me? And then, of course, and I'm going to get to that in a minute, because I know that you guys are rolling your eyes at me in your cars or wherever you're walking or wherever I am in your ear holes. I started thinking, oh God, what am I going to wear? I know you're rolling your eyes again, but for me, it's always, you know, dress for the job you want. You look good, you feel good. And even the other day, I was looking through my closet, and that's usually my happy place. And first world problems, I know. I was like, I'm not feeling any of my clothes. Because most of the time now when I'm like a pseudo single mom, why do I keep saying single mom? When I'm a pseudo stay at home mom, I'm very much still married, chill. Then I was like, I'm not feeling my outfits. And I'm not going to go out and spend a bunch of money on things because I'm just like, I also have this new theory of like shopping in your closet is better than actually going out and shopping for new things. But I was shopping in my closet and I was just not feeling it. I was just like, I want to go there and feel as confident as I possibly can because it's an arena and an audiences that I've never spoken in front of before. This wasn't my normal thing. Like when I used to go and speak on panels at morning show boot camp, I did that for years and never batted an eye at it. But that was an audience that like knew me. I knew them. It was a situation where I was in my element. This, I feel excited, but a little bit like a fish out of water. Not that I've ever been scared of that. That's why I keep like kind of push-pull and going back and forth of it. And I always like to focus on things that seem less stressful than the actual thing that's stressing me out sometimes. So I was like, well, I'm going to plan my outfits. And I'm just remembering all the times that I would plan and freak out and have to have this one vision of this one certain thing in terms of an outfit in my mind. And 9 times out of 10, those Jingle Ball outfits or those, you know, even prom back in the day or just big gala outfits, they never ended up being what my original vision was. And every single time I would try to choke hold that outfit and choke hold that idea, I would end up hating it. I kind of did that with my wedding dress too. Like I didn't hate it, but like I didn't get that bridal moment that most people do because it's just, I had this certain thing that it had to be and as it should be with your wedding dress. But I ended up loving it even though it was a curveball from my original plan. So that's when I came up with the title for this podcast, Plan Your Life Like You Plan Your Outfits. Because I started to freak out today. You know, I had some Amazon stuff coming, all returnable, because obviously I can't keep all of it. But I was like, maybe I'll just go to TJ Maxx or I'll go to Marshall's or I'll, you know, order a bunch of stuff. And I was like, let me stop. I was literally analyzing, what am I going to do with my hair? Oh my God. Because, you know, if it's a good hair day, the rest of it falls into place. That's true fact with me. But I was like, I can't flip out over this. I have to just put my best foot forward, fashion-wise, soul-wise, heart and head-wise, and just go for it. And just be me. Because if you want to go from like a actual fact sheet in a business sense, for years, we would have these perceptual meetings for our morning shows. And with the bigger shows, they have a very prominent show coach that was my show coach for like 12, 14 years. You know, he coaches a lot of the big guys and gals. And it would always come back. So the perceptuals basically run as they have a focus group that supposedly don't know anything about you. And they, you know, study your show and study you and for like a month or two. And then they come back and they give their open and honest opinion. And it's all from different demographics. And the one thing that came back about me for years and years was Riley's always true to herself. Even the people that would say nasty things about me, and that was always a gut check, they would still always say, you know, I don't like this about her, but she does always stay to her opinion. She does always keep true to who she is. And, you know, that's part of the reason why Really Riley was called Really Riley, because when I was on the show, I didn't feel like I could give enough of my true self. And obviously in radio, you can't have the mouth that I have on this podcast. And there's certain things that just aren't, you know, for a segment on air that's a few minutes. You need more time. You need more feeling. You need a different space, you know, because when somebody's driving into work, they may not want to hear, you know, the story of something really melancholy or something very heavy on their way to work or on their lunch break when they're crying off their mascara. You know, you need a different space for that. So I always wanted to be true to myself because I always seem to win that way. Seems really elementary, but it's not, at least not for me, because I am my own worst critic. And now I feel like I don't look at things like I have so much to prove, because I don't think that I have to do that for anyone. Maybe to myself, I do. Maybe that's what it is. I have so much to prove, to bring my own confidence and slough off all the like haters and naysayers and the people that betrayed me. That still sits with me a little bit. As much as I have saged, as much as I have done all of the cleansing things, it still sits with me sometimes. But my worth isn't dependent on anybody else's opinion. But if you're speaking on a panel, you definitely want to give a message that means something. And when you're speaking to a new audience that is vast, you want to do your best. I don't want to slip up in any way. You know, because when I was in radio for 20 years, I could do that shit with my eyes closed. I never liked to. Don't get me wrong. Like, I don't look at things like how you do one thing is how you do everything. I don't look at it like, oh yeah, I'm just going to fluff this one off today. But if there was a weak moment in life or there was something going on, or if I was tired or just had a baby, whatever, I could, we call it marking in dance, where you just don't do your full on performance. You just kind of walk through it. And there were some of those. I don't feel like I have that affordability that much anymore. And maybe I do, but those days that I do, I feel like I beat myself up so badly. Coolest part about this, other than being like, wow, that felt manifested, because I kept thinking about expanding my audience and how I was going to get more downloads and how I was going to get more contacts, because networking is one of the greatest tools in business you can ever do, because it feels like it's not anything in the moment. You're meeting people, you're shaking hands, you're getting their cards, but you never know who or what is going to come out of that. Like, there's been so many times that I've shook somebody's hand at a conference or just randomly, and they ended up helping me in so many insurmountable ways later. And, you know, especially in the days of everything being online and Zoom meetings and, you know, Instagram, and it's that quick, you know, gratification, it does hit differently to give somebody a smile and a firm handshake in person. So I want to be smiling and firmly handshaking all over the place with an outfit that looks fabulous. Because for me, it's kind of weird too, because like I used to say, I wanted to get in radio. This is a joke, but I used to say like, I want to have a radio career because I don't want to do business casual. Like, I worked at a place that was, it was called PressX in Florida. And it was like this printing company that you had to wear like business casual. And I didn't know how to do that. I was always just wearing like these ugly slacks and sweaters in Florida because I just didn't know how to dress that way. I mean, now I'm a full on like confident woman. So clothes doesn't, it doesn't, that's not usually the thing that I have to question. Cause in radio, I could just wear whatever I wanted. And if I had to dress it up or down, I was good at it. But this is, I guess, semi the same. But it's a different audience where there's going to be like people like, I mean, my God, there's the senior VP of politics of NBC News. Like, excuse me, what? This is big, big grown girl stuff. And I want to be that confident person that's still me, that may not be the most polished of broadcasters, that may not be the most crisply dressed human being, except for I like my fashion. But I want to go there and have a message that's true to me, that's inspiring because I said it, because I told it. I feel like for a long time in radio, I was telling somebody else's story or telling it through a lens of somebody else's editing. And I don't want to do that anymore. And this is really about empowerment of women. Like, there's so many women on these panels that have walked the same walk as me, literally, like recently, that, you know, they had to pivot in this big career that they had and they had to move to something else quickly and swiftly and do it with grace and do it, you know, never letting you, not letting one person see him sweat. Like, I think that's so inspiring to me. I have all of these Amazon packages that I haven't opened up yet because all day I was stressing like, oh God, what if all of them don't work? What am I going to do? Am I going to have to go back to the drawing board? I've been flipping out over it. And now I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to either open them and it's going to be the outfit, or I'm going to go back and I'm going to go shopping in my closet and I'm going to figure it out. But that's what I mean about like choosing your life like you choose your look. I always take such pride in my hair, in my skin, in my shoes, in my jewelry. I also need to take pride in the message that I have. The message that no matter how many job titles or station letters I don't have underneath my belt anymore, I still have all of that experience. I mean, shit, my show coach was the same guy that coaches Ryan Seacrest. That's nothing to shake a stick at, and that experience is mine. And nobody can ever take it from me. So I don't want to say no matter what I'm wearing, it's all going to come out the same. Because, I mean, God, I was like, oh, should I wear this weave? Should I wear this? I'm like, ugh, I don't want to have a bad weave moment. God, no. Like, that would ruin it for me. No lie. Like, I wouldn't be able to recover from that. I know. That's really, really sad. But whatever. It's true. But I just want to go and put my best foot forward, as, you know, my parents used to say to me when I was younger. I'll dress for the job I want in mind, body, and outfit. I don't know why I am so like nervous about it right now, because I was talking to one of my friends, Charmin, love you. And she's just like, you are individual and amazing because you're you. And they asked you to be there. Like, you didn't seek this out. They asked you, which is such an honor and also such a kick in the pants, kind of. Because, again, I've developed a little bit of this imposter syndrome. Like, what? Little old me? No. I need to stop that. I'm not going in with, like, a narcissistic, full of myself attitude, but I need to put my shoulders back and chest up and realize I was asked to be here. I belong to be here just as much as everybody else in this room. And, hopefully, I'll make some really cool contacts. I'll, like, be able to converse with some women that have literally been in the same damn shoes that I have been. I mean, that's so powerful when you get into the same conversations like that with people. And then you use all of these, you know, twists and turns in the road to let people realize, like, a lot of times the things that devastate you in the moment, I mean, speaking career-wise, even sometimes relationship-wise, in a year from now, if you just hold on, you're gonna look back at that and be like, damn, I wish I would have just rode that wave just a little bit. I wish I would have just gone shopping in my closet instead of freaking out over the Amazon bags and just been me. And, you know, I always say that. That's like a running thing in my life because I am a very impatient human. I have a psalm written on my wrist that talks about patience. I came into this world 6 weeks early and my first word was no. I always have this grain that I feel like I'm running against and gritting against, and, you know, It feels like I'm running uphill on a cheese grater a lot of times. Well, I don't want to get to the next destination with bloody feet. I kind of just want to believe in myself and again and believe that the universe is going to bring it to me just like this. I don't want to walk in feeling like, oh God, if I mess this up, I'm never going to get any contacts ever. I'm never going to grow. Mm-mm. I want to go in and just breathe and say, I am going to give a message that's powerful because I am powerful. I'm going to stay in the light of being hopeful and happy and exude that. Because, you know, when I was putting some packages together, some video packages the other day, I was going through a lot of the old audio and video from my old show and I started crying so hard because it's not like looking at the people that are in those videos because I kind of could care less about them now. It's more me looking at it going, fuck, I was really good. You know, because the loss of potential to me is one of the most tragic things you can ever have. Maybe not the most tragic, but from a career standpoint, when you just don't get to utilize all the gifts that were given you because of a bad hand. I don't want to roll with that anymore. I need to look back at those videos and go, that was me. Those were my ideas. At the time, I kind of handed them over because I was the team player and, you know, made everybody else look good and sat in my corner and took home my check and just felt so small. And I'm just so grateful to be here. So I'll take anything. Like, I'm not going to walk into that room tomorrow with that. Can't lie and say that I'm not a little nervous, but it's all going to be good. Like, I asked for this. I asked the universe for this over and over and over again. And if your dreams don't scare you, then they're not big enough. You know, I had a We Got This Army friend message me today saying that, you know, she really wasn't happy where she was in her career and she's thinking about pivoting, but she's scared. And I tell her, like, girl, I know. But take that leap. For real. Take it without the parachute. Free fall. And I'm not saying go like, you know, screw the bills. I'm just going to quit my job. I'm not saying that. But like, that's the one thing I wish I would have done differently in exiting my radio career is not given so much of myself essentially begging for table scraps. And be like, all right, cool. You want to get rid of me? See you later. See your ratings later too. And that's fact, actually. But I would say, like, be as brave as you can in that because you really only get one life and somehow it really just does work out. And I'm not a guru, so I can't tell you how it does, but for me, it always has. And I think that that is whenever I'm in a space of just being fearless and saying, fuck it. Because every time I take the chokehold off of it and I do that, bing, a new opportunity gets in my DMs. So wish me luck, you guys. I mean, I'm obviously going to talk to you tomorrow and I'll tell you how it went. Ooh, hopefully though, the outfits go well and my hair, please just pray for the hair. Cause if the hair goes south, it's just not going to be fun. But tomorrow I am also so excited because I'm going to probably air this interview later on the week, I'm going to be talking with my girl, Jess of Kramer and Jess. She's on in Baltimore and I'm excited for this conversation because she's just a damn gem. She's getting married this year. I always tell her, I was like, girl, you're the new it girl, ride that wave. And she's just got such an incredible, incredible story. And like I said, it's so cool to be connecting with women that, you know, at one point you could have thought we were competition because we were on different stations that, you know, went for each other for the ratings. But I just look at her and I'm like, girl, you rise that fucking star. So I'm honored to have her on. That is going to play later on in the week, though, because I'm gonna have to tell you about this panel and then I'm gonna have to do Ask Riley, my favorite day of the week. So probably Thursday that'll air. But I love you guys so much for listening. And if you have any Ask Rileys, please hit me up at Riley Couture on Instagram or Really Riley Podcast, my crystal intention candle business. is House of W. Riley. If you haven't seen the new ring cones that I just made, oh my God, with the amethyst and the blue goldstone, so cute. Also, if you have an Ask Riley, reallyrileypodcast@gmail.com. I love you guys longest. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I will chat with you tomorrow. Wish me luck. Thank you for listening. It's Really Riley.